never did know anything, but now I know that I don't know all of the Christmas movie. I must stand in the head.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve,
pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
That bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all so great, God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Go away, babe." And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's to make it in town. Okay, everybody's here. Well, actually, okay, now in the studio I've got Bev Finnegan, Mike McDonald, Jesse Weber, and Corey Williams. They're coming for the Christmas show. So I didn't want to do the Blue Moon, didn't want to do the sponsorship for the Blue Moon restaurant until you guys got here. So Bev, why don't you tell people what's going on on New Year's Eve and what's happening? Like, hi, Bev.
Hi, Coral.
How are you doing?
I'm great. You?
I'm good. So, what's going on? Yeah, let's talk about what's going on for Christmas and then New Year's Eve at the Blue Moon.
Okay, we're open today, and then we're going to be closed the 24th to the 27th, opening up on the 29th. And we're going to be open for New Year's Eve. Eric Traplin's going to be in the tree room, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay.
There's only a few seats left in that room. Also, the Beggar's Banquet's going to be in the Wilmont room, and that's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres, party favors, champagne, and it will be a really fun night. People are dressing up.
Yeah.
And Rockstar.
Rockstar Fantasy Formal. Joyce is on her way here, too, so you guys can talk a little bit more about that. That is really cool. So how much is it to get in?
It's $35 to get in. We still have tickets left, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Anything else you want to talk about, like, regarding next year or anything like that?
Well, we have a new murder mystery coming up. It's Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
And that is starting on January 23rd. A lot of people are excited about that. And they can dress up for that in period costume, too. And we have a couple dates in February for that, too. And on January 26th, we have the Lucas Rogerson Band coming in, too.
Okay, who are they?
It's a band. I saw them in Guelph. Lucas Rogerson's in it. Don Featherstone. I'm not sure the names of the other guys.
Okay, no. Cool. Okay.
Go. You're on.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing, bud?
Oh, pretty good. Wait one sec. Got to get right in there.
Rally around the mic.
Can I say that I found my way here and I had to go find Jesse and Mike and Corey and bring them into this room?
It was an episode of Spinal Tap, I tell you.
And where were
it was an episode of Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
And where were you guys?
We upstairs. How about we cut the commercial and yank some cables?
All right.
Yank our cables.
Let's play some more music here on Cool FM. Okay. I'm going to play something from the season's greetings. Well, you know what? I'm going to play this now that you guys are all here. This is one of my all-time favorites.
People making gifts, buying special. That time of year when good friends are dear, and you wish you could get more than just presents from a store. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? Even the man who has everything would be so happy if you would bring on Christmas Day. No greater gift is there than love. Yeah. People you don't know smiling down. Hello, everywhere there's an air of Christmas joy. Once a year, when the world's sincere, and you love to find a way to show you the things that words can tell. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? The man on the street and the couple upstairs wants you to know there's someone who cares.
Give love
on Christmas Day.
No greater
gift is there than love.
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCollin.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to
The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio.
Now, Terry, it's Christmas season, our favorite time of the year.
Actually, Margaret Jo, holiday time is when many culinary wishes can come true. Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Mary Jo?
Well, Terry, I got real freaky this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, an oversized stack of index cards, and a funnel.
Oh, a funnel? That'll be so great for funneling.
I know, I feel like a glutton. What's on your list, Terry?
Well, I'm only asking Santa for a giant box of glue traps to help me with my excessive rat problem. Are you, Margaret Jo, gonna leave any treats out for Santa this year?
Oh, you know, I always leave Santa something good. Tap water and rice. You know, if he's anything like me, the holiday foods can really play havoc on your digestive system.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. The fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Right back with Corey Williams, Mike McDonald, Jesse Weber, Beck Finnegan, and Joyce Domingo on Coral FM.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Foot.
Yuletide.
It's like being lost in a Van Gogh painting.
Sung by a choir.
Oh, that's just brilliant, guys. thanks for getting into it, and thanks for the descriptive details. Could you, you think you could elaborate a little bit on what happened upstairs?
We came in the first door and found another one. Then we turned right, found another door. Turned left, found an exit door. With the bell went off when we tried to open it, so we closed it and ran like shit. Oh, it was scary. I don't know. I can't hold myself together.
I started off by myself on the set. I just sort of arrived through these doors, and I kept walking around and around and around, and I'd take a left, I'd take a right, I'd open the door. I found the bathrooms. Can't remember where the bathrooms are. The place is a maze. And then I got scared. I truly did. I was all by myself thinking, what if I'm trapped up here forever by myself? And I found a map, a fire escape map. And that's when I saw Jesse and Mike come through the door. I could hear them coming. Then we were all lost.
Wow, that's very interesting. Just a quick reminder to our listeners that this segment is brought to you by Baby Tans. Give us your babies. We'll tan them. Corner of Scott and Victoria. So, getting back into our story, we're upstairs. It was much kind of like the blind leading the blind, I would say, or the more blind, depending on the perspective of the person. How would you describe finding the light along the way?
The light? They told me not to look into the light. So I didn't. Mene nocta.
Then, Mike comes up with the brilliant idea to make a phone call. So Jesse and I decide that's a good time for a herbal jazz cigarette, right? I go, why not go here? So we're waiting. And we're waiting. We're trying to get through to the studio. We can't. It's horrible. It's a horrible state of affairs. And then,
I'm trying to leave you a message on the phone. We're upstairs and we're lost. Like, we are really lost, is that word I can't say because it's a radio station. But we were lost as fuck in this.
Hey!
How are you doing up there? We just want to know how to get in. Please help. 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 Help us. Help.
Help.
So, microphone.
Back to Coral.
We're starting Christmas Radio Theater here at Sound FM. And that was the first installment of I'm So Effing Lost, I Don't Know What I'm Doing. Okay.
Stay tuned for Chapter 2, Monkey with a Gun.
Here's one of my all-time favorite sketches. I take no responsibility for the following content here on Coral FM.
Hello, I'm Margaret Jo McCullough.
And I'm Terry Rialto. And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio. Now, Terry, it's Christmas season again, our favorite time of year.
That's right, Margaret Jo. Holiday time is when the most wonderful culinary wishes can come true. Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I really got greedy this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
Ooh, a funnel. That'll be great for funneling.
I know. I feel like a glutton. What's on your list, Terry?
Well, I'm only asking Santa for one thing, a big box of glue traps to help me deal with my excessive rat problem. Now tell me, are you, Margaret Jo, going to leave any treats out for Santa this year?
Oh, absolutely. I always do. I like to leave Santa some tap water and rice. If Santa's anything like me, Christmas foods really wreak havoc on the old digestive system. What are you going to leave, Terry?
I can't ever leave food out in my apartment because I have an excessive rat problem.
Santa's fun.
Santa's fun. Meat.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fun. Like good times.
Good times.
Well, Christmas is a time for traditional foods and bite-sized treats, and we have a very special guest today.
That's right, Terry. He's the owner of his own holiday bakery with a very, very clever name. Seasons Eatings. That's really funny. I know, it rhymes with season's greetings. Please welcome the owner of Season's Eatings, Pete Schwetty. Welcome.
How are
welcome,
you?
Pete. We like the name of your store.
Thanks for having me.
Now, did I pronounce your name correctly?
You sure did. Pete Schwetty.
Well, Pete, Terry and I have been looking forward to having you on the show because we know you're the master of all kinds of Christmas goodies. Tell us about them.
Well, there are lots of great treats this time of year. Zucchini bread, fruitcake. But the thing that I most like to bring out at this time of the year are my balls.
Balls. Tell us about your balls, Pete.
Well, over at Season's Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those things. It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah. Look at them, baby. Wow. You have some beautiful balls. They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball. Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to them, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete, I have to say your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret Schwetty family recipe. No one can resist my Schwetty balls.
Nothing like a Schwetty ball.
Schwetty ball. Good times. Good times.
Oh, our producer, Glenn, is gesturing to us from the technician's booth. And it looks like very good. He's telling us to wrap it up. I guess that's all the time we have today, Terry. So join us next week when our topic will be that other holiday favorite.
Fragrant salty nuts.
Hey, quick plug. If you order from Season's Eatings now, we can still send out a special Schwetty ball sack in time for Christmas.
Ooh, great idea. My niece would love a sack of Schwetty balls.
Okay, so I'm in the studio with my special guests, Corey Williams, Mike McDonald, Bev Finnegan, Joyce Domingo, Ray Madge, and Jesse Weber. Woo! It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's Coral's Christmas show. Ray, it's you should talk about what's going on at the boathouse. So why don't we?
Warm my stuff around the mic here.
Yeah, yeah. Just
move off the mic.
A word from this sponsor.
As he crunches chips.
This is awesome.
Giant
tigers and
reasonable
chips.
Yay.
This is awesome.
Okay, so what do we want to talk about? Should we talk about the last one first? What do you think, Coral? Or should I interview you?
No, don't interview me. Okay. Talk about Boxing Day. That's a good idea.
Is, well, you're going to come and get Busted Flat with a Busted Flat Records.
Yeah.
It's a whole big gift of artists that are on the label. The Baudelaires will be playing, Steve Parkinson, Dwayne Rutter, who else? Ellen Piggins, Miss Lynn Jackson, Ginger St. James.
You need to get closer to the mic, darling.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Down,
yeah, sit down. Sit down.
At 8 p.m., it's $10 cover. Come on down if you got nothing better to do. Believe me, you will have nothing better to do. It's an amazing show.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun, awesome. Actually. It is. What else is coming up in January? Do you have anything else?
New Year's Eve, we have Michigan Funk and Soul Band, Third Coast Kings, all the way from Michigan, just to hang out with us for the night. So to dance. And, yeah, AWOL's all over it.
AWOL likes it.
That's very good.
So, for $40, it includes admission to band, the taco bar, champagne at midnight, party favors, a DJ between sets. I really wouldn't want to miss this band. This band is phenomenal. Mm. They will have you out of your seats and dancing.
Okay.
AWOL likes it.
AWOL does.
What was I going to say? Jesse, are you... have you got some special... are you up to anything special next year? Special events-wise, music-wise? You got some gigs coming up you want to talk about? Well, he's got to go over there. Okay. He can come over. You can come over here if you want to. It doesn't matter.
Hold the wire. Whatever you do...
I always pull the wire, though.
This is residual sound that's... I don't know. This is kind of working. All right, now give that a shot.
Right now, it's kind of hibernating time for me. I'm just going back inside writing and just doing a bit of teaching and taking some lessons.
Okay.
So I'm staying inside and just kind of woodshedding.
So oh, woodshedding. I just learned what that means.
Songwriting with some friends.
That means, yeah.
Playing on a nothing really.
Okay, all right, good. Sorry.
There is,
I think you're going to have to yell into the mic, Jesse, because it's still not picking up.
Something January the 16th.
That's better.
We're doing a benefit at the Moose Lodge, January the 16th. And I think we're on our 7 o'clock. And that's with the Great Jazz, so we're donating our time. And I actually don't even remember right now who or what it's for. But there is a benefit there, and we're playing it.
It's always good to get to gig and know that when you get there, you have to figure something out because you don't know where the hell you are.
Mike, while you're here, do you want to talk about the... You got some more Monster Jams coming up. Do you want to talk about them or not?
Yeah.
You can? All right. You have to share this mic or go on that mic, but share this mic because it's easier.
I talk about them. I didn't say when.
Okay, well, fine.
So, Corey, you talk about the Monster Jam. You see it from your point of view. Let's try this.
Okay, try that. Give me a break.
One of our jamming monsters. It's funny, it's a jam like that. Look out.
Well, let me tell you about the Matt McDonald Monster Jam. It's a good time. What you have to do is come on out. You don't got to pay a cover. You just come through the door. You sit your ass down on a picnic bench. They light the candles for you. And I'll never play Mustang Sally. I promise that. And then when I'm done doing that, I'll go down the road and have myself a little Christmas cheer. I promise you it's a good time. It's a good time here in happy, happy Christmas land.
Okay, that's enough of rehearsal. We got it. Let's go get a gig.
Yeah.
I know a place where we can get gigs.
What?
Cool.
Papers.
Papers.
Sure
we'll fit right in there,
like?
Won't we?
What's my year end like? I'm hurrying and scurrying around and trying to get all my loose ends in order. And I think I'm there. I'm now taking it easy.
All right. Should we take a musical break, you guys?
Yes, we need music. Less talk, more music.
And for the next song.
Yeah. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear
What's next? One of my friends? Oh. With David?
I like
David Bowie and Bing.
I like the one that goes A, B, C, D.
Can you guys intro the song? It's David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Okay. Now for some David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
Should we sing the start?
There's a good King Wenceslas right down in the corner. If you don't want to find the station.
Hello. You the new butler?
Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's happened to Hudson?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he? Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Come in.
But, come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the, poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Oh, well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
Oh, yeah, sure. I like John Lennon. And the other one with Harry Nilsson.
Ooh, you go back that far, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
None of us is these days.
In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son. And he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing.
Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household Christmas time?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations. Agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually, our family do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You too, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favourite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? And years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our see the day we bring of glory. See the day when living peace again. So peace on earth when we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true. It's for my child and your child too. He'll see the day of glory.
I play my day for him
when men of good will live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
don't you, Maya? I've got to go. Did you have a lovely time, Pete, all the wonderful things?
Yes, thank you, Mama.
Did you get a big goose?
Yes, the biggest goose you ever did see. As big as you and as fat as a beagle. Wait till your father sees it. His eyes will pop right out of his head and he'll forget all about horrid old Mr. Scrooge. You're not feeling too tired, are you, dear?
Not a bit, Mama.
If Father was here, he'd carry you home on his shoulder.
Yes, I love having a ride on his shoulder.
Yes, but old Mr. Scrooge will keep him working in that cold little room just as late as he possibly can. Christmas Eve or no Christmas Eve, they're all over.
Okay, we're back. We're back on the air. I don't really have a mic, so I'm sort of coming to you from the depths of the bowels of the Beamer Box building.
Bouncing off the walls.
Actually. This is Coral FM, and I've got a whole bunch of people in the studio with me. Jesse Weber, Ray Madge, Bev Finnegan, Corey Williams, Mike McDonald, Joyce Domingo, and now the lovely and talented Lynn Jackson.
Hello. Well, hello.
Hello. What are you doing? What gigs do you have coming up?
Well, this coming Saturday on Boxing Day, I'll be playing at the Boathouse. Along with a number of other Busted Flat bands, including Stephen Parkinson, Dwayne Rutter, the Baudelaires, Alan Piggins, Ginger St. James from Hamilton. Yeah, and it's only $10 to get in, and it's a steal. Oh, and Mr. Steve Wood will be playing pedal steel with a few of the different acts. So for $10, it's going to be fantastic. Get there early. It's going to start at 8 o'clock sharp, and to get parking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Okay, what gigs do you have coming up in the new year?
Okay, well, I'm heading out west for a few dates. I'm using up all my air miles and I'm flying to Alberta and BC. I'll be playing at the Ironwood in Calgary. I don't know if we should be taught. Is anybody here going to be in Calgary? I don't know. I am playing the Blue Moon and
I had people listening from Australia last week. So you never know.
I am playing Monogram's Coffee in Cambridge. I think that's Wednesday, January 14th. All the dates are up at lynnjackson.net, so I think that people should go there if they're interested.
Okay. Does anyone have any Christmas wishes or New Year's wishes they would like to impart into the microphone for next year? I don't know.
You're up, Ray.
Anyone?
My Christmas wish? I want all my friends. Wait, I want more friends. I want more money. What else do I want? No, I want all my friends to be healthy and happy.
World peace.
And I want world peace, and I want world hunger to end, and I want like long walks on beaches. But for the most part, I want you all to be healthy and happy and successful, and I think that's it.
Put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah, I'd like to go somewhere hot. So if anybody's single and wants to take me somewhere hot, just find me on Facebook.
Let's go, baby.
Find me on Jesse Weber's Facebook.
Jesse, do you have any wishes for next year?
I have to yell because I don't have a microphone.
Oh.
This Christmas, you guys should take, if you're going to donate some stuff, I would highly recommend, in my Uncle Mark's honor, Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto and the Sick Kids Foundation. Those were his final wishes, so if anyone is looking to make donations this Christmas, just kind of keep that in mind. So that's all I would
add. Do a toast to Uncle Mark.
Yeah.
Toast to Uncle Mark, everyone.
Toast.
Yeah. Uncle Mark.
Jesse's Uncle Mark.
We also need to do a toast to one other person we lost last year, too.
Absolutely.
Let's do a toast after. Well, are we ready to talk to this guy? Well, we're in the spirit.
Go ahead,
Lynn. Take the floor on this one.
Lynn, what we should say? We're toasting Mr. Steve Toms.
Yeah.
Who we lost earlier this year. I've known him for a very long time. He's a talented guy, and he could tell a story like nobody's business. I would buy the guy drinks, drink after drink, just to hear him tell stories, just to hear him talk. And Steve Toms, we miss you, man. We're thinking of you.
You would be here if you were here. Okay, Beth, your turn. What are your wishes for next year?
First, a word from our sponsor.
We're sponsored by deep fried potatoes. Cheers.
Yeah. Well, my wish for next year is I want to help some charities. So what the Blue Moon is doing next year is we're going to have some events. We're going to have one for the Syrian refugees. We're going to do one for the Women's Crisis Center, and we're also going to do one for the homeless. So that's going to be coming up. We're hoping that we can make some change up front also, not just adding money and things into the equation.
She switches the mic around here.
This is something cool that new that happened to the Blue Moon this year. That was Comedy in the Cellar. So you want to talk a little bit about that? Are you going to be doing more of that next year?
Yes, we are. We are planning an event on February 13th, I think it is. And
oh, okay.
It's on a Saturday night, yeah. And there's going to be a comedy dinner show, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And that's going to be in the Wilmot Room, so we're going to have the tickets available online soon. And
okay.
You can check it out on our website at thebluemoon.ca.
Okay. Okay. And now, Corey and Mike, I want to know your Christmas wishes and... Good, and what you're going to be doing in 2016. I shouldn't... yeah, okay, here we go.
If you're going to fly anywhere, make sure that you fly Minnenokta Airlines.
Two beaver pelts and one skin, and you get the best seat on the plane.
In case of injury.
Injury? Hang on. Hang on, buddy. She's going to be a tough one.
I'm certain we will get there.
Minnenokta.
Minnenokta Airlines. If you need to fly, like I said earlier in the program, you make sure you fly Minnenokta Airlines.
Book now.
Book now. Seating is limited. In case of emergency.
Like a Cheech and Chong skit.
In case of emergency.
So what do you guys
Maybe we should play a song.
No, seriously, everybody have fun. Live long and prosper.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Yeah. Everybody.
Stand on one foot and hope.
You asked for it. You invited us.
Is this still on?
Maybe if I sat down, this would get
a lot of music in this town, people. Seriously, a lot of music in this town. Go check it out.
We just did. Mike, talk about your Monster Jam. Talk about your Monster Jam.
The Monster Jam? Come on down to the Monster Jam.
Sunday.
4 till 7, rev those engines.
It's monstrous. It's a monstrosity.
It's gigantic.
Monster Jam.
Monster Jam.
Mike McDonald's Monster Jam.
Twice a month.
There are no monster trucks.
Rev it up, rev it up, rev it up, guys. Here we go.
Monster Jam.
We're just going to take a break. The music.
Where's my baby tonight? Where's my baby tonight? It seems my baby's slipped out of sight. Where's my baby tonight? Is my baby alright? Is my baby alright? You can see in her eyes such a beautiful light. Is my baby alright? In my head I hear voices, but I heard most of what you said. There'll be no regrets over choices, no mistakes, no divorces. First care
Daddy, he don't hear her. He's yelling.
right now, back with you, the 100.3 weather. And if you're looking in the mirror shaving, it's the 3.001. Corey, take it away.
Today's weather calls for torrential downfall, absolute chaos in the world, complete social disease. Everything will not be okay. Not today.
In fact, there will be a general malaise between 12 and 1:30.
Yes, there will be that. And now back to you, Carol.
Peace and love, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joyce Prickly Bush taking you back to Coral right now.
So that was Corey's weather announcement here on Coral FM. You know, I'm delighted to have these people in the studio. Jesse Weber, Bev Finnegan, Lynn Jackson, Corey Williams, Ray Maj, Mike McDonald, and Joyce Domingo. We are here on the Coral FM Christmas show, and in the background, of course, is Beetlejuice. We'll be right back after this.
Well, first, what you do, Corey, is you got to put on the cold cream. If you're going to be in the show, you got to put on the cold cream first. You know what I'm saying, right? Because we got all kinds of stuff we got to do here because we got to go out there and entertain those people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Remember that last gig, though. That last gig didn't work out.
You put under your eye, you got to rub it in a little better so it goes a gray, right? Right?
You yelled at me the other night. You said it looked like war paint.
I did, too.
Yeah. You got upset.
I did. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's all right now.
He said, why were you painting yourself like you're like some sort of warrior from like some sort of tribe from the past? It's like, what is your problem?
You were holding a gun for Christ's sake.
What there was that. There was something about the grass skirt you really didn't enjoy.
That was Ilka.
Oh.
You can't tell the difference?
It's hard to tell that night.
Walks away, didn't like that at all. No, anyways. Anyways, back to the cold cream. You got to put the color on, blend the color in, right? You blend it in, blend it in, blend it in. That it makes it a lot easier to get it off, and you got to run backstage and do that costume change in less than 5 minutes.
Remember that one time you wore that white silk shirt, and you were wearing the makeup still, and you smushed it across the collar, and you came out?
Oh, it never did come out. It never did.
Yeah, and the way it bled, the way it bled into your silk as the heat lamps got a hold of you. It's horrible
time. I still miss that shirt. And then it brings a tear to my eye.
The next morning we try to leave and the truck won't start. We can't go home.
Hey, we saved that one. Called my buddy. We had the hammer. Remember that? If we had a hammer, we'd get the hell out of town. And we did, too.
You're listening to Traveling Band Radio.
These are road stories. That's the weekend of Mudfoot.
Mm.
That is the weekend of Mudfoot. Remember
so
that?
Mike sees this concrete parking lot and decides, hey, man, there's a shortcut. And he's wearing his hush puppies. And he decides, I'm going to cross across that parking lot straight to the venue. And he goes for it. And I'm watching him. And it actually was fresh concrete. And his foot went in like a foot and a half. On our way to the gig, like we have minutes to spare, and we just wipe him down. Fuck it.
Throw him on stage.
Sorry about the language. And then off we went on to our gig, and it was incredible.
Well, in Canada, you get to slap the puck quite a bit anyway, so, you know. Pronunciation sometimes slips around, but he meant good by saying that.
It's true. Like, so it's a true story anyway.
No, no.
So
there I am up on the damn stage. And the concrete starts to set.
There's a New Year's show coming up, Mike. Talk about that.
Well, oh, jeez.
I think it's time to change the gears of the show.
I hope there's no concrete out there.
Tell us about your show.
I thought you were on the show.
What show?
What show are you on? Are you there?
What the hell are you two talking about?
We don't know. We don't. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Bubbles, all the way in from Armpit, Nova Scotia, just to say hello. How are you doing, Bubbles?
I'm hanging with my family.
I don't know what the hell you two are talking about. I've been sitting back here drinking whiskey for the last six friggin' minutes. You two numbskulls are just rambling on and on about God knows what. It's Christmas. You guys are missing the point of Christmas.
We are.
You're ruining it for everyone.
There you go, eh?
Right.
Torn up. That Bubbles the smart one, isn't he? He's the smart one. Now, if you'd only take that chrome trailer hitch out of his back pocket, he'd be all much better off. Much better off, you know. What do you think?
Chrome trailer hitch in my pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting here recording Chugs Williams.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a first. Corey F. Williams is speechless. He's crying. He's laughing so hard. It's a beautiful thing. We're having a gestalt with Corey today, ladies and gentlemen. So please, if you have any, send your cards and my letters in to the radio station now. We're trying to help this poor fellow out. It's for the save the children. Save the children. Save the children.
Oh, we're supposed to on New Year's Eve. Right, that's right. Okay, here we go. Sorry, I'm back. Okay, sorry, I took a break. So on New Year's Eve, we're doing a show.
So,
hang on a second. New Year's Eve, Mike and I and a bunch of us are going to go play the Blue Moon. It's going to be a grand time. Everybody's going to have a fantastic evening. It's going to be lots of prizes at the door.
We're giving away Corey at 12:15.
12:15, you can have me.
Anybody can have Corey at 12:15 on 2016, January 1st. We've already signed the adoption papers. And we're really going to miss
him. Pet Corey. You don't have to worry too much about him.
Corey, he's housebroken. He just goes in the box himself.
He'll wrap himself in a bow.
If you use those circular things you put in the toilet, you can train him just like a kitty cat.
What's in your chemical toilet?
AWOL's chemical toilet. Of course, the cat's name's fucking AWOL. Sorry, AWOL, right? Yeah, not bad. I got about it. I didn't say anything. I'm
and in upstairs, it'll be the music of the Rolling Stone.
Mike said it first. AWOL.
T A C L A W S. Santa Claus. We'll be right back.
watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. So you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Your town. He knows where you live. He knows that your window's open. He knows what lives under your bed.
Hey. cracker, let me be the silver star of all your dreams. I love the rock and roll Christmas, another Christmas rock and roll. All dressed up, so oh, here we go, to ride those sleigh bells in the snow. Another rock and roll Christmas, another Christmas rock and roll. Tonight, oh Santa never, never stop. He rocks around the chimney tops. Jump the rocking, get your stocking, when you see.
Back on the airs with Coral FM at 100.3, and now we're gonna turn things over to. Oh, you're going out?
But Bev and I'm Joyce Domingo. We're gonna talk about New Year's Eve at the Blue Moon.
Hey.
So Bev, what's happening at your place at the Blue Moon on New Year's Eve?
On New Year's Eve. There's Eric Traplin in the tree room. There's Beggar's Banquet in the Wilmot room. And Corey Williams in the cellar. And if you want to know how you can get a ride home for $7.50, all you have to do is get three friends, hop in your car, come out to the Blue Moon. Then you can also pre-book Over the Limit or one of the rides home. And it works out to about $30, so that's $7.50 for a ride home on New Year's Eve.
So what else is involved for New Year's Eve? Is there champagne? Is there hors d'oeuvres?
There's champagne at midnight, hors d'oeuvres, party favors, and a great fun band.
And what's the theme?
The theme is rock.
You. Carl, help me here. It's
rock glam.
Rock glam, formal. Oh, Rockstar Formal Fantasy. I've been corrected. Okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember that. And that's okay, and it's your interpretation of that. So that could be anything. So just come how you feel. You know, there's a theme.
You can dress up or not dress up. Totally up to you.
But you must wear clothes.
Corey's going to wear his grass skirt for one set.
In the cellar.
I'm going to call him on that. I'm going to make sure that he has a grass skirt to wear, and being that I'm the wardrobe mistress for the Beggar's Banquet, I will make sure there is a grass skirt if I have to make it myself. Ray, come on, Ray, it's girl time. What do you want to talk about?
Jimmy D's listening to us. Hey, Jimmy D, we just got your message from
Jimmy
Jesse.
D, hello.
Hi, Jimmy D. Merry Christmas.
Kisses. Okay. can't have dead Eric here, girls. Wait, come on, keep going. Just keep going. Okay, what else is happening, guys?
I'm
going
to walk in behind you.
Oh, okay.
Comfortably, like.
Are
Why?
You comfortably numb now?
I'm comfortably dumb.
That too.
So there's a whole mesh of us here tonight. We've got people from the Blue Moon. We have people from the Boathouse. We have...
people from the Earth.
We have people from all kinds of different stratospheres here.
Yeah, we float around the cosmos.
That's right.
Yep.
And there's Corey and Jesse and Mike and...
we enjoy food.
Bev and Ray and Coral.
And Lynn Jackson was here too.
Lynn Jackson, yeah. Who's just gone to pick up her guitar. And
Joe Jackson was here, yeah.
Joe Jackson? Oh my, I miss Joe Jackson. I love Joe Jackson.
Good.
Yeah, Mr. Hankey's here, but he's not really saying much tonight. Coral loves this guy, and he's not really very, I think he has laryngitis.
Howdy ho!
So that was Mr. Hankey with laryngitis.
Well, Jack and Jay were supposed to join us, but Jack's up in Sudbury with family, and Jay, I think, came home from work and probably fell asleep.
Yeah,
so they were supposed to be here, and shout out to them. They're guys that are part of a band that I play with, the Crazy Diamonds, and we have a charity show coming up January the 16th at the Moose Lodge. So, yeah, there'll be more announced about that.
Are we still flying? Are we flying around the airwaves? 10 minutes left. Well, I'll take them all up right about now. My wish is this. My wish is that everybody just learns how to get along. Everybody treats each other nicely. Make sure you come on out to as many New Year's Eve events as you possibly can do in one night. Take a cab if you have to.
593.
Be good to each other.
100.3.
You're listening to 100.3 Corey Radio.
Oh, wow.
Broadcasting at 50,000 watts per channel.
585.
With a range of 100,000 kilometers.
Sorry, you have 500.
Thank you for putting up with our complete silliness here.
All right, I'm going to ask each one of you what you hope to achieve in the year 2016. So the first person I'm going to talk to is Corey Williams. Corey, what do you hope to achieve in 2016?
I hope to achieve a very pleasant awakening one time during the morning part of the day, where I make my way back upstairs and plop myself down upon the old ivory parachute of life. From therein, I plan to make a list of things I'd like to do. Some of them might include eating a ham sandwich. Others might include possibly walking down the roadside and trying not to step in that pile of doo-doo straight up ahead of me.
Okay,
here's hoping
Mike
that
McDonald's
you get a lot of gray poupon on that sandwich next year.
What was the question? Can you please ask the question again?
What do you hope to achieve in 2016?
I would love a long walk on the beach. I don't want to eat a ham sandwich, that's for sure.
Would you like to find love?
Sure, I would love to find love with the right person. Absolutely, yeah, of course. I'm always open to that, but I think it's a pipe dream now. Maybe more Monster Jams.
Ray Ray show about the boys.
You can find me on Jesse Weber's Facebook page, Ray Madge. Tampering and posting illegal things I shouldn't be posting. Saying things I shouldn't be saying, but I mean all of them. Good day.
That's what we love about you, Ray.
Thank you.
Ray writes a very interesting blog called Jerk Sauce.
Everybody loves Ray.
She's trying to talk about my blog, man. She's talking about you.
So why did you start writing this blog?
Because my dating life is kind of a crapshoot.
What's the name of your blog?
Jerk Sauce.
Jerk Sauce.
So you should Google it. It's hosted on Blogger.
I think I can totally relate to that blog.
I'm kind of a jerk sauce. It's just more or less very entertaining for my friends that are in relationships. I mean, ships. I mean, relationships. I mean, ships.
Ray tells it like it is.
Ray tells it like it is.
I have to.
I'm passing the microphone over
here
again.
I love church.
Okay.
Corey.
Can
someone stifle Corey, please?
We've been trying for years and nobody seems to.
Everybody loves Corey, except when he's banging his hands on the table. Anyway, Jerk Sauce is a great blog that Ray writes from the heart, and I've read it a couple times, and she is such a great, passionate storyteller, and it's enthralling, really, and I wish her luck on it.
It's a tactile read.
Well, it is a tactile. It's very tactile. It is.
Right? Can you imagine if there's a man out there that will change the dynamic of Jerk Sauce?
Well, that remains to be seen. That is.
To be able to read first.
And that's the. And that's the wonder of the blogosphere. You put it out there, and people read it. And hopefully, maybe eventually, it might become very sappy. People will just like, there's a market for all of those things. Trust me, there's a market. Okay, who's next?
And now a word from our sponsor.
I think we need another word.
Two pelts and one seal pelt will get you first class. You can have them rippled. You can have them plain. You can have them barbecued.
Okay, a word from Mr. Hanky again.
Yum, 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 Christmas time has come. Yum, 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 Christmas time has come.
So those are my special guests, Corey Williams, Joyce Savingo, Mike McDonald, Beth Finnegan, Jesse Weber, and Ray Madge. And this is my Christmas show. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks, to all my sponsors. Holy, all of you. Far Out Flicks, Looking for Heroes, Guitar Corner, Cafe Pirates, The Blue Moon Restaurant, Encore Records, The KW Boathouse, The Starlight, and Encore. It's been a crazy year. It's been a lot of fun, and next year is going to be a lot of fun, too. So next week on the show, I'm... What? I did say Cafe Pirates, yes.
Well, we can say it again, Cafe Pirates.
Cafe Pirates, actually, we were the most joyful thing, one of the most joyful things that happened in the month of December.
Yes!
Was the Christmas miracle of the Christmas asphalt, and now the sidewalks are in front, the Christmas sidewalks in front of Cafe Pyrus. So this is a huge, huge deal for everybody downtown. Please, this Christmas, I know there's 1.5 shopping days left, but if you're going downtown, please support the little businesses. They need you. And it's fun checking out these guys, like visiting people on Christmas Eve. So go down and support all your little businesses. And I just want to thank all you guys for... Uh-oh, what's that? Oh, chips. I haven't had any chips yet. I haven't had any chips. This show is brought to you by chips. Christmas chips, as a matter of fact. We're going to throw in the chips. So I'd like to thank all my special guests. They're all wonderful people. Corey Williams, Bev Finnegan, Joyce Savingo, Mike McDonald, Jesse Weber, and Ray Madge.
Peace and love, everybody.
And I'm going to just wrap this Christmas show up. Just want to let you know, too, that on Christmas, I'm going to air a Christmas choral on my website, coralandrews.ca, and also on the Sound FM website. And it's 3 hours of Christmas songs, movie bites, movie songs, all kinds of stuff. Everything that's associated with the magic of Christmas. Because Christmas, it's all about friends and hanging out and having a good time and family and thinking of those, if you see somebody, if you can help somebody, go out and help them. Because what happens is you end up helping yourself. Okay, I am going to, I already played this once before, but this is for sure one of my favorite, all-time favorite Christmas songs. So here it is once again, Fairy Tale of New York on Coral FM.
Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Hopefully we can keep Corey contained.
This is for John Lee. Check the balls out on that volley.
Then we sang a song. The rare
I turn my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time.
Mary Crimble, Timmy when Wilcox from Coral FM.
Yes, we speak of things that matter with words that must be said. Can analysis be worthwhile? Is the theater really dead? And how the room has softly faded, and I only kiss your shadow. I cannot feel your hand. You're a stranger now unto me, lost in the dangling conversation and the superficial signs in the borders of our lives.
This is a Christmas choral on Coral FM.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in through his disguise. Christmas we get, we deserve.